الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the entire universe. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. And this quality of being the creator of creating is a sifat that is unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Nobody else can create besides Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating everything, has total control over everything. مَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَدْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ After creating everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, knows about everything, knows about the whereabouts of everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over everything. And after creating everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for a purpose. The sun is there, is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. It's got a work to do, it's got a job to do. It has been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rise at this time, set at this time, rotate, and move on its orbit at this speed and at this rate and this angle. It has been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the moon has been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The waxing, the waning of the moon, for years and years and years and centuries and thousands of years, it is moving according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the oceans and everything that is in it, the earth and whatever is in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for a purpose. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ That the dunya has been created for you, all these are there to serve you. The sun is there to serve you, the moon is there to serve you, the oceans are there to serve you, the land is there to serve you, the jungles are there to serve you, the flora, the fauna, the trees, animals, all these are there to serve you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this insan. And this insan, human being, is not like the malaika. The angels have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have been given a task to do, they have been commanded to do something. And they are not being tested. They are just commanded to do something, and they do it. There are some malaika that have been commanded to make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they continuously make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some that are in ruku, and they will continue. They do not get tired, they do not have need to eat, to sleep. They do not have any need to drink water, they do not get thirsty. They do not have the need to get married, to have wives and children, spouses. Malaika don't have. So they are there, they will do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. But human beings, you and I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And just as any other animals have needs, we also have similar basic needs. We need to eat, we need to sleep. After a while we get hungry, we need to eat something. After working or staying awake the entire day, we get tired, we need to sleep. Then we need the need for a spouse. We need shelter. So these are needs and necessities of man. And if a person, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has created us for an object, and that object is وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have created you, I have not created insan and jinnat except to worship me, except to come into my slavery, except to recognize me. But as we mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created with us needs and necessities. Now if a person makes his needs and necessities the object of his life, then regarding these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals, nay worse than animals. But just as a lion in a jungle, or a buck in a jungle, what is its object of life? How I can get the best food, how I can get the best drink, how I can get the best place to rest when I'm tired, how I can fulfill my desires and procreate, and when it gets children, then how I can protect my young and rear my young and bring them up and protect them. Now this human being, if he makes this the object of his life also, and today unfortunately the majority of the people all over the world, this is the object of life. How I can get the best food, how I can get the best drink, how I can get the best place to rest, best home, how I can fulfill my desires, and how I can bring up my children and see to the needs and necessities of my children and protect them. So insan, a human being, has made this the object of his life. Yes, these are the necessities of man. Man cannot live without these things. But this is not the object of life. The object of life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But man, by nature, makes mistakes. Besides the Anbiya alayhi wa salam, the rest of us are not ma'asum. We are not sinless. Every person makes mistakes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, كل بني آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون. That every person makes mistakes. And the best of those who make mistakes are those that repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That keep, not just repent once, but keep turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة. That by the qasam of Allah, I make istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a day more than 70 times. Who is saying this? The greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most pure creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Nabi of, every Nabi is masoom. Every Nabi is sinless. So can you imagine the greatest Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to a greater degree, he'll be sinless, free of all faults. But he is telling us that by the qasam of Allah, I make istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than 70 times a day. In another narration, 100 times a day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an example to show us what to do, how to do, when to do. The many ways of eating, the many ways of sleeping, the many ways of walking, There are many ways of dealing with one's wife and children. There are many ways of dealing with neighbors. But how will I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me? How does He want me to eat? How does He want me to sleep? How does He want me to go to the toilet? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to go to walk in the street? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to deal with my neighbors? How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to deal with my spouse and my children? We have to look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do these things? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an example. Like a teacher gives some examples to the children on a chalkboard or on a whiteboard. These are the examples. Now, the rest of the test or the rest of this, the work, keeping these examples in front, do the rest of the sums or do the rest of the work. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an example to show us how to lead our lives. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sinless. He doesn't need to make istighfar and tawbah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he did was a lesson for us. For you and I, how to lead our lives. Respected brothers, today in this country also, and other parts of the world, there is a little sense of anxiety. What is going to happen? People are afraid. We don't want to go too much into details, xenophobic attacks, riots. There's always this fear in the air. Something could happen at any time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran and Majid, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Another ayat of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His azab, His punishment, a little bit of punishment into the world. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So the object is so that they may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That we give them to taste little bit of the recompense of the actions because of the amals. We give them this punishment to taste because of the amals. Remember, respected brothers, in dunya, everything is restricted. The pleasures of this world are restricted. The pain of this world is also restricted. World, compared to the pain of Jahannam, is nothing. The pleasures of this world, compared to the pleasures of the Akhirat, of Jannat, are nothing. Incomparable. Comes the hadith, something to the effect that a person will be put into the fire of Jahannam for 1 second. That person who enjoyed the most in this world. And then he will be taken out and brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask, did you enjoy anything in this world? He will totally forget everything and say, by the custom of Allah, I did not enjoy anything in this world. Another person will be put in the fire of Jahannam, will be taken to Jannat. This person will be such that a person who died on Iman, but he went through all types of difficulties, was tested in this world. The person who underwent the most difficulties in this world, but he had Iman, he will be put into the Jannat, and then he will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked that, did you ever undergo any difficulty in this world? He will forget everything and say, by the qasam of Allah, when I was in this world, I did not enjoy any type of happiness and pleasure. I did not undergo any type of difficulty in this world. He will forget everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down these difficulties, and respected brothers, the solution is one. And that is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah actually means turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَذِبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish any nation as long as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is among them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish a people when they are seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in istighfar. So, respected brothers, the solution to all our problems, We are sinful. We are human beings. We make errors. But, respected brother, the solution is to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah, well, it just does not mean just merely lift up and say, Allah, forgive me. Ulama tell us that in the tafsir of the ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. That make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawbatan nasuha. Ulama explain, what is tawbatan nasuha? There are three conditions. If it relates only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are three conditions. A person, for example, must toss his namaz. Now, he woke up late, etc. He makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, he leaves out that sin. Doesn't continue leaving out his salah. Made that one mistake, one salah, overslept, my salah got missed. Now, immediately, he leaves out that sin. Then he has a deep regret in his heart. The pain in his heart. That why didn't I get up for Fajr? Why didn't I set my alarm? Why didn't I tell somebody to get me up? He has a regret in his heart. And thirdly, he makes his firm determination not to repeat that sin again. He makes a firm determination that never will I ever miss my salat again, for example. So that these are three conditions of tawbah. That a person leaves out the sin, and a person has a regret and remorse in his heart, and a person will sin again. And if it relates to the rights of people, a person had usurped somebody's money, a person went to buy something from the shop, the shopkeeper by mistake gave him extra change, whatever, a person usurped the inheritance of his siblings, whatever relates to the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, others, then a person rights that wrong. He owes somebody money, he took more than his share, or whatever it is, he hurt the feelings of some person, he goes and asks that person for forgiveness, he owes somebody something, even if it is a few cents, he repays it. Once, Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, great imam, he was traveling, and he passed by, and it was a night time after Isha. He wanted to spend the night in a masjid. Now if he exposed himself and told the people who he was, every person, he was a famous imam. We all know him after so many centuries. We know him. So at that time also, he was quite well known, a great imam. People from all over the Islamic world used to come to sit at his feet and learn and seek knowledge. But when he was traveling, people didn't know what he looked like, so they didn't know who he was. And he didn't want to expose himself out of his humility, that people must make my khidmat and look and see to my knees just because of my knowledge. He intended to spend the night at the masjid, but the caretaker of the masjid after Isha said, no, nobody is allowed to stay in this masjid. I need to lock up the masjid. And in a harsh manner, he dragged him out of the masjid. He was an elderly person, couldn't move very fast, etc. So the caretaker of the masjid pushed him out and locked the masjid. So there was a baker nearby. You know, people who bake bread, generally they need to work at night to get ready for the morning. So this baker was busy doing his work nearby. His shop was across the road. So he saw this, and he saw this old man being taken out of the masjid, thrown out of the masjid. So he told him, come, gave him a place to rest. Told him, come sleep here, come rest over here. And he carried on his work, baking his bread, kneading his dough, etc. Imam Ahmad bin Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi noticed that the baker, while kneading the dough, while doing his work, was saying something, making some zikr continuously. So he asked him after a while, what zikr are you making? So he said, I'm making istighfar. I continuously make istighfar and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi remembered this hadith of Rasulullah, that Rasulullah s.a.w. tells, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ, that whoever holds fast unto istighfar, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him from every type of straitened and narrow circumstances. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his worries. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him rizq from where he didn't fathom, he couldn't think of. So he told him that, by this amal of yours, I'm sure you would have achieved a lot. He said, yes, whatever my needs and necessities, whatever I wanted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them to me. But there's only one wish that has not been fulfilled as yet. So he asked him, what is that wish? So he said, I wish to meet the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi told him that this amal of yours has caused that caretaker to drag me out of the masjid and brought me to your place. So respected brothers, let us make this a part of our lives, that to make istighfar and tawbah repeatedly, especially in these times, respected brothers, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulana Ahmad, Mufti Ahmad Kharpuri, Ramad Barakatuhum, he recommends that we say nastaghfirullah, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only for ourselves, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the entire ummah. We ask forgiveness of Rabbi, respected brothers, because we are a collective ummah. Whatever happens in the ummah, every person is affected, respected brothers. So let us make istighfar and tawbah on our behalf. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the entire ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.